while we are improving the physical capacity of Parliament, we must also be improving our individual capacities as parliamentarians. Oftentimes, there has been a perspective that the work of the parliamentarian is less than important relative to the work of a minister. Let me say here that that should never be the thought in any parliamentarian's mind, in any backbencher's mind, in any mind of the opposition. The work of the parliamentarian is supremely important, particularly as it relates to the oversight of the executive and the oversight of the civil service and the civil bureaucracy. It is through the work of the parliamentarian that the average man can get his opinions into sometimes what is a very dense public bureaucracy that can be insensitive to the opinions and feelings of the masses. Parliamentarians are the conduit of the public feeling into public administration. So that role must never be treated or viewed as less than important. I suspect everybody wants to be a minister, but the only way you're going to get there is by being a good parliamentarian. So we have been trying our best to expose our new parliamentarian, to give them the opportunity to lead discussions and lead committees. And I'm certain that as we transition our parliament from our existing facilities into new facilities, not only will we have better capacity physically, but we will also have better capacity in terms of our own personal conduct of the public's affairs.